Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to tighten a DJ intro using only stock devices in Ableton Live 12, and we're aiming straight for that jungle and old-school DNB energy. So think mixable, punchy, focused, and still exciting from the very first bar. The big idea here is simple. A DJ intro has two jobs. First, it has to make the track easy to beatmatch. Second, it has to create tension so the drop feels bigger when it lands. In jungle and old-school DNB, that usually means a clean drum grid, controlled low end, and just enough atmosphere to hint at the tune without cluttering it up. So instead of loading the intro with a ton of layers, we're going to make every sound do a job. The drums keep time. The atmosphere creates movement. The bass teases what's coming. And the automation keeps the energy evolving over 8 or 16 bars. Let's start by setting up the intro length. For most DJ-friendly DNB intros, 16 bars is a really solid choice. 8 bars can work if you want something shorter and more immediate, but 16 gives the mixer more time to blend the tune in cleanly. If you're working in the classic range, set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. That'll put you right in the jungle and old-school DNB pocket. Now, before you process anything, get the arrangement feeling right. A great intro usually moves in phases. For example, bars 1 to 4 can be atmospheric and stripped down. Bars 5 to 8 can bring in a stronger beat. Bars 9 to 12 can introduce a bass tease or extra percussion. And bars 13 to 16 can build tension right into the drop. That structure works because it gives the listener and the DJ a clear sense of progression. And remember, a DJ intro isn't supposed to be overloaded. It's supposed to be functional, clear, and confident. Now let's build the drum foundation. Start with a drum rack, or if you've got a break already, use simpler to slice it up. Keep your kick, snare, hats, and maybe one break slice or ghost percussion layer. The main thing is that the drums should feel tight right away. A really reliable drum bus chain is EQ8, then drum bus, then glue compressor, then utility. That's a simple stock device chain that can get you a lot of mileage. On EQ8, start by high passing very gently around 25 to 30 Hz. You're just removing useless rumble, not thinning the drums. If the kick sounds muddy, make a small cut somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. If the snare feels boxy, look around 400 to 700 Hz. And if the hats are harsh, gently tame the 7 to 10 kHz area. Keep those moves small. This is jungle and old school DNB, not surgery for the sake of surgery. You want punch, not polish that kills character. Next, add drum bus. This is one of the best stock devices for giving drums that dense, energetic feel. Start with drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. If you need more grit, use a touch of crunch, but don't overdo it. Boom can be useful too, but use it carefully. If your kick already has enough weight, keep boom low or turn it off. The transient control is especially useful here. A little positive transient can make the snare and kick hit harder and feel more alive. Then add glue compressor. Use a moderate attack, maybe 10 to 30 milliseconds, and a release in auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Aim for only a few dB of gain reduction, around 1 to 3 dB. You're trying to glue the drums together, not flatten them. Here's an important point. In old-school DNB, the kick and snare relationship matters a lot. The snare needs to land confidently, usually on 2 and 4, and the kick has to support the groove without crowding it. If you're working with a breakbeat, zoom in and check the transients. Make sure the main hits are actually landing cleanly. If the break feels loose, don't immediately reach for more processing. First trim tails, adjust warp markers, or tighten the slices in simpler. Editing often does more than another device ever could. That's a really useful teacher-style rule. If something feels messy, ask whether it needs processing or whether it just needs editing. A lot of tightness comes from removing extra motion, not adding more. If your break is doing that classic jungle thing, keep the character but control the chaos. You can duplicate the break and make a tighter version underneath. On the tighter layer, use EQA to remove low-end clutter and maybe use gate to shorten the tails. Gate is great here because it can help the break feel more focused without killing the energy. Just set the threshold so it opens on the main hits, then adjust the release until the tail feels controlled. For the break loop itself, a good starting point is a high pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz if it's fighting the kick or sub. If the loop sounds woolly, a small cut around 250 to 400 Hz can help. And if it needs a bit more air, add a very subtle high shelf. The trick is to let the break breathe in the mids and highs while keeping the low end under control. Now let's talk bass, because in a DJ intro, the bass should usually beat a tease, not a full-on assault. You want the listener to feel that something heavy is coming, but you don't want to wreck mix clarity. If you want a clean sub-hint, use operator with a sine wave. Keep the notes short and simple. Put it through EQ8 and utility, and make sure the bass stays mono. In utility, set the width very narrow or all the way down if needed. That way, the low end stays focused and DJ friendly. If you want a darker old-school style tease, you can use Wavetable with a simple detune source, but keep it tucked down and filtered. Auto filter is your friend here. Start with the cutoff fairly low, maybe around 100 to 250 Hz, and open it gradually later in the intro. Add a little saturator if you want more density, but only enough to thicken the sound, not turn it into modern EDM crunch. And this is where arrangement really starts to matter. Don't bring the bass in too early. Let the first half of the intro establish the drums and atmosphere first. Then around bars 9 to 12, bring in that bass tease. That creates a really nice sense of arrival without ruining the mix in. Atmosphere is where you can bring in that jungle mood, but again, keep it tight. Vinyl noise, reverse stabs, short rewinds, ghost vocals, ambient textures, all of that can work beautifully. The key is to stop them from muddying the intro. Run atmospheric layers through EQ8, auto filter, reverb, and utility. High pass them aggressively, often around 200 Hz or higher, because you really don't want low mid fog building up in the intro. Use auto filter to darken them and then slowly open them over time. Reverb should usually be fairly restrained. Shorter decay helps keep the intro punchy, and a little pre-delay lets the transient stay clear. Utility can narrow low layers and keep the wider stuff in the upper atmosphere where it belongs. A really good rule of thumb is this: sub and main drums should live in the center. Texture and FX can be wide, but controlled. If the stereo image gets too wild, the intro can start feeling weak in the mix, especially when a DJ is blending it with another tune. Now let's build movement with automation, because this is what stops the intro from feeling static. Even a minimal intro should evolve. Automate filter cutoff, reverb send, delay feedback, drum bus drive, snare level, atmosphere volume, and bass filter opening. You do not need huge dramatic changes. Tiny shifts over time can make the intro feel intentional and alive. A simple 16-bar movement plan could look like this. Bars 1 to 4 stay sparse and slightly filtered. Bars 5 to 8 bring the snare and hats forward. Bars 9 to 12 introduce the bass tease and a little more drum energy. Then bars 13 to 16 open things up, reduce some atmosphere, and add a fill or riser to lead into the drop. That's the sort of progression that works well in jungle because it gives you that classic feeling of motion without losing the groove. If you want to push the vibe harder, you can add a parallel grit layer. This is a great advanced variation. Duplicate the drum group, and on the duplicate, use EQ8, saturator, drum bus, and utility. High pass it more aggressively, push the saturation harder, and narrow the stereo width. Then blend that layer quietly under the clean drums. What you get is attitude and density, without losing the clarity of the main drum bus. You can also create a ghost sub from the kick, if you want a bit more low-end weight without introducing a full bass line. Duplicate the kick, low pass it, remove the attack, and keep only the low thump underneath. Blend it carefully. This can make the intro feel heavier while staying DJ safe. Another strong old-school trick is to use a short rave stab tease. Keep it brief, filtered, and only bring it in on selected bars. Or, if you want a little more urgency, add a controlled second break layer that's compressed harder and slightly distorted, but kept low in the mix until the last four bars. That gives the intro a real lift, without making the first half too busy. Here's one of the most important coaching notes in this whole lesson. If a layer doesn't help mixability or forward motion, mute it and see if the intro gets better. That's a great way to keep the arrangement focused. A tight jungle intro often feels tight because nothing is wasting motion. Before you call it done, do a final polish pass. Listen at low volume. If the intro still feels clear when turned down, your kick and snare balance are probably working. Make sure the low end is clean and centered, the drums are punchy, and the intro is building energy without sounding crowded. Use EQ8 for cleanup, utility for width control, and glue compressor if you need a little extra cohesion. Be careful with limiting. A little dynamic space helps the drop hit harder. So the big takeaway is this: a great DJ intro in jungle and old school DNB is about clarity, tension, and control. Use stock devices like EQ8, drum bus, saturator, auto filter, utility, gate, glue compressor, reverb, and echo to shape the space, tighten the drums and keep the low end disciplined. Build the intro in layers. Automate movement across 8 to 16 bars, and always leave room for the drop to feel bigger. If you get that balance right, your intro will just be a lead-in. It'll feel like the opening statement of the tune. Tight, dark, and ready to roll. Now go back to your session, mute anything unnecessary, and see how lean you can make the intro while keeping the energy. That's where the real jungle pressure lives.